What's the biggest problem in your life right at this moment? That one thing that's the root cause of fear and pain. Doesn't take long to recall it, does it? We all have something that's causing us grief, something we wish we could get rid of out of our lives to give us peace. Now, I'm not a betting man, but if I were, I'd put money on the table that this one thing right in this moment seems bigger than God to you. It seems as though God either can't or he won't fix it for you. The more acute, the more immediate, the more overwhelming that one problem is in your life, the bigger it appears and the more improbable it seems that God could or would do something about it. Am I right? Now, we know that nothing's bigger than God. But when we're tired and afraid, when we're hurting and alone, all too often, we behave as though God is in fact smaller than our fears. Let me put it as bluntly as this. We have more belief, we place more faith in the impending doom that this problem is going to drop on our lives than we do in the God who loves us beyond words and who has more than enough power to deal with it. Again, am I right? So what do you do when you're scared out of your wits? Isaiah chapter 40, verses 25 and 26. The Holy One says, "Can you compare me to anyone? No one is equal to me. Look up to the skies. Who created all those stars? Who created all those armies in the sky? Who knows every star by name? He is very strong and powerful, so not one of these stars is lost." When you get away from the pollution and the lights of a big city out into wide open space, and you look up at the night sky and see this milky wash across the sky, then you realize why they call it the Milky Way. It's spectacular. Now, you and I, we can see only around 1 million or so of the trillion stars that we know are out there. And God put each one of them in their place. Whatever your problem, whatever your fear, however big and impossible it all seems, remember this. Nothing is bigger than God. Nothing. That's God's word. Fresh for you today.